USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Seven Republican senators joined with all Democratic senators Saturday in voting to convict former President Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The impeachment vote fell short of the two-thirds needed to convict. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy was one of those Republicans who voted to convict and has been censured by his state's Republican Party. Cassidy explained his vote to ABC's This Week.
And he brought together a crowd, but a portion of that was transformed into a mob. And when they went into the Capitol, it was clear that he wished that lawmakers be intimidated. And even after he knew there was violence taking place, he continued to basically sanction the mob being there. And not until later did he actually ask them to leave. All of that points to a motive and a method, and that is wrong. He should be held accountable.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
As frigid temperatures blanket many states, authorities are warning their residents of possible rotating power outages. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe watch a might have the kids watch the TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower.
Record lows are expected across the Midwest and Great Plains this week, even in places used to the cold. One city in northeast Minnesota recorded a preliminary record low Saturday of minus 50 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A member of the White House press team has abruptly resigned. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow has resigned the day after he was suspended for issuing a sexist and profane threat to a journalist seeking to cover his relationship with another reporter. Ducklow had been put on a week-long suspension without pay on Friday after a report surfaced in Vanity Fair outlining his sexist threats against a female political journalist who was trying to suppress a story about his relationship. He told her, "I will destroy you." The journalist had been seeking to report on his relationship with a political reporter at Axios. In a statement put out on Saturday, Ducklow said, "I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Ducklow's conduct, quote, "doesn't meet our standards, it doesn't meet the president's standard, and it was important that we took a step to make that clear." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the 2021 NASCAR season has kicked off with the 63rd running of the Daytona 500. However, the race has been under a weather delay for most of the afternoon, with thunderstorms moving through the area. 15 laps were able to be completed before the red flag fell. There are about 30,000 fans in attendance at Sunday's race instead of the usual 100,000 plus because of social distancing rules. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.